now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
You name the game, but anything you start, I figure to finish.
Well, indeed, we're about to start it right here in the Attack. Good day, America. Welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Cindy Roberto out on the West Coast, and you, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. If Twitter's more your thing, at Span56, at BobBlack71, and of course, at Sports Byline USA. We have affiliates all around the country. We'd love to give them the love that we try to each and every day. They love us right back, but it's all about the devices, all about the platforms, all about the different ways you can get not only the Spano and Black Attack, but the Sports Byline Broadcast Network as you're listening to your radio on the go. Joe, please explain it to him.
All right, Bob, let's fire it up, and let's start by talking about the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. It's sportsbyline.com. There's a Listen Live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen, as well as on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre, be it your favorite sport or form of entertainment. Check all that and more out at sportsbyline.com. There's iHeartRadio, great app. You can download it to any device you can think of, and probably a few you can't. Be they Apple, be they PC, be they Android, or simply go to iHeartRadio.com. Wealth of on-demand content from the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. That's all on iHeartRadio. Very much the same thing for TuneIn Radio. App versatility, wealth of on-demand content, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel here on TuneIn Radio as well. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio, and never ever let us forget the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out the Spano and Black Attack each and every day, along with all the other great programming on Sports Byline.
No question about it. If we're giving you a little taste of home while you're serving the country overseas, we're proud and happy to be a part of it.
Well, Bob, on the other side, we're going to set the table for a jam-packed Monday edition of the Spano and Black Attack, and then we'll very quickly start knocking things down. That's all next, along with your calls at 1-800-878-PLAY. That number again, 1-800-878-7529. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. Smash us together. We're the Spano and Black Attack. You're checking us out on Sports Byline. We'll tip it off right after this very short timeout.
GEICO presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. for this week. Get out your Shazam app now and check it out. Plus, have fun and interact with GEICO. GEICO yourself and share it with friends. Watch your favorite GEICO video. Get a quote. Shazam now for the full list and experience more with GEICO. The Shazam 15, brought to you by GEICO. GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
GEICO presents sharing versus oversharing. Today, Bridget Griffin shared a video of her daily yoga routine, two self-help articles, and her new blog called Build Your Inner Bridge with Bridge. Girl, your sharing has turned into oversharing. No worries, Bridge. GEICO has some info worth sharing with your 7 blog followers, like how you could save money on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim just by visiting GEICO.com. How's that for building your inner bridge? Bridge, GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit tocowarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I love people who know the game and love the game, and that's you.
You're back with the Attack, Bob Black, Joe Spano, at Span 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, 1-800-878-7529. Let's get to it and set the table, my friend. We got a lot to devour today.
We sure do, Bob. We're going to start things out talking NBA playoffs. Big weekend of NBA playoff action. We'll dive into all of it. And then at the back end of hour number one and rolling into hour number two, we'll take a little bit of a break from the NBA, and we'll talk NFL draft. We've got a couple of brilliant writers coming on to talk about the fortunes of a couple of teams in the upcoming NFL draft. At 40 after hour number one, 8:40 a.m. Eastern time, Ryan O'Halloran from the Florida Times Union will weigh in with his thoughts on the Jacksonville Jaguars draft, which I think is one of the more intriguing drafts out there with what they've done in free agency and that young and talented roster. It'll be interesting to see what their mindset is. Do they stay at five? Do they trade down, as I've heard rumored possibly? And also to find out what direction they go in. Do they go best available player? Do they fill some needs? So we'll talk to Ryan O'Halloran at 8:40 a.m. Eastern time, 40 after hour number one. Right at the top of hour number two, 9:10 a.m. Eastern time, 10 after hour number two, D. Orlando from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. He'll talk about the Falcons draft. Very disappointing year last year in Atlanta. You know, there were a lot of issues. Matt Ryan had a down year. They're down a whole bunch of receivers. If it isn't Julio Jones, who catches the ball? So we'll talk to him about D. Orlando at 10 after hour number two about the Falcons draft and some directions and some areas that they may look to address, Bob.
Yep, and let me tell you, he's a terrific writer for the AJC, and you make an accurate point with Matty Ryan. You know, unless you're throwing it to Julio Jones, what are you going to be able to do? There's not much there, and it's also a very, at least on the surface, thin receiver draft, and D. Orlando Ledbetter is very good at covering the Atlanta Falcons. He's around them all the time. But we got a lot to talk about today.
We sure do. And then after we get clear of those writers talking NFL draft, we'll clean up any NBA talk we have. And then before we take you home, or before we let you out the door, as it were, we'll get to the latest in the NFL. Josh Norman has a new home, and Johnny Manziel may have a new home of his own.
Yes.
I have a feeling that Josh Norman's new home might potentially be much better than Johnny Manziel's new home, and we'll talk about it all on his two-hour extravaganza we call the Spano and Black Attack. But let's dive right in, Bob, and let's start talking NBA playoffs. And the place I'm going to start is in Houston with the Rockets, or more specifically, in Houston with the Rockets and the Warriors. You know, once we get past the game, there's a lot deeper storylines here, but let's start with the game. Warriors top the Rockets 121-94, take a commanding 3-1 lead in that best-of-7 series. And at least for one game, the Golden State Warriors lose Steph Curry, but it's no problem. And it was very odd in that Houston played hard, played tough, held their own through the first half. This one was all knotted up at halftime. And Dwight Howard, James Harden were terrific in that first half, and they allowed the Rockets to be even at halftime. Well, Steph Curry slips on a wet spot on the floor in the waning seconds of the first half. He never goes back on the floor to start the second half. You figured that would be a shot in the arm for the Houston Rockets? Not so much. They go out. They bring no defensive intensity. They look there like they're playing a regular season game in February.
Mm-hmm.
They give up 41 points in the third quarter to a Steph Curry-less Warriors group led by Klay Thompson and Draymond Green. And this one is a laugher, and the fourth quarter is really garbage time as the Warriors take the commanding 3-1 lead. You know, one of the overriding themes for me in this series has been the inconsistent effort and lack of intensity game to game, quarter to quarter for the Rockets. They just simply, throughout this series, have not brought a level of playoff intensity necessary that's going to achieve victory. The Warriors have overcome injury and other issues, and they certainly bring that intensity every night, and that's why, despite losing Steph Curry for most of this series, they're up 3-1.
No question about it, and I don't know what the message was at halftime in the locker room, but it seemed as if this team, hearkening back to Game 3 in this series, was determined that it was not going to happen again. The intensity level, they amped it up. They blew them out in the third quarter, and the shot in the arm almost went to the team that lost the best player. And you would have thought it would have been the exact opposite, as you said, but surprisingly, or not surprisingly, when you look at the pedigree of the team, they would determine that they were going to win this basketball game, and they did, and they won it going away.
But you would have thought, Bob, and I understand, we've talked a lot about Houston, and you know, to a great degree, you know, as I said just a couple of minutes ago, they really haven't brought the intensity necessary to win games in the postseason thus far throughout this postseason. But you would have thought, after playing a really strong first half and matching the Golden State Warriors bucket for bucket,
yep,
with Harden and Dwight Howard kind of dominating and being able to do their thing in the first half, you would have thought seeing Steph Curry jog out for the start of the third quarter, never actually go on the floor and jog back into the locker room, would kind of buoy the Houston Rockets and give them the shot in the arm that they needed to kind of seize some momentum, take control. And the next thing you know, without Steph Curry, all of a sudden, if the Rockets play like maybe they're capable over, like they had in the first half, all of a sudden this series is tied at 2 apiece. It's a 3-game series. And it's anybody's series. Instead, they play no defense. They give up 41 to a Golden State Warriors group that's without Steph Curry. And the fourth quarter, and this one ends up being a laugher, and the fourth quarter's garbage time. No, the Rockets, in many ways, should really just be ashamed of themselves.
Well, you know, J.B. Bickerstaff addressed it as well. And he talked about the fact when it called for us to raise our intensity level, we dropped our guard. Well, whose fault is that? That's the coaching staff and the players. And again, it harkens back to what I said. It's the pedigree of the team, Joe. You're talking about champions. Champions who get it. Champions who buy in. Champions who have a program. Champions who are well coached. Champions who are led. And I'm not putting this on Bickerstaff entirely, but you look at what he has for a roster. Dwight Howard, who's been a problem no matter where he's gone. A lot of role players. A superstar in James Harden, but to be fair, who has been inconsistent. When the time came to step up on the stage and the opportunity was there, because they did, as you said, play a great first half, they didn't match up. And like I said, I don't know what message was transformed by or stated by Kerr, or whether a player stood up or whatever the circumstances were, or they just basically had their you-know-what together and said, this is not going to happen to us the way it did in Game 3. They went out, they performed like champions, and Houston did not. And it's the difference between the two basketball teams. Home, away, the planet Mars, no matter where they want to play this basketball game, it's the difference between the two rosters. One's a championship roster, and the other one is a team that's happy to be in the playoffs. They could care less whether or not they're going to go out, whether they're going to move on.
I don't even know if they're happy to be there. I think they'd rather go out. I mean, you know, you look back at Game 3, and, you know, I wasn't one of these guys that took all that much out of that reaction or lack thereof. But then when you kind of expand things out and you see the effort and intensity that they brought to a game that was theirs for the taking in the second half, And then you couple it with that just scintillating reaction off of the Harden make that allows them to win game three. You say, okay, you kind of put it together and you say, okay, now I get it. They've already mailed it in. They've already checked out. This team of dysfunction, Red Auerbach couldn't coach them to win a lot of games and have any consistency. This is not J.B. Bickerstaff's fault. I think he's going to be a very good head coach in this league. I just don't know what it takes to motivate that group of Houston Rockets, and it doesn't appear that anything can motivate them. So, no Steph Curry, yes Steph Curry. The Rockets are going to go out of this first-round series rather quietly. The bigger question is going forward, the health of Steph Curry and what it means to the Golden State Warriors going forward as they move deeper along in the playoffs. And we'll discuss that next here on the Spano and Black Attack and take your calls at 1-800-878-PLAY. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. You be sure to keep it where it is.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
That's what I pray for every night.
Well, indeed we do. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. At Span 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Houston Golden State is the topic, and more importantly, Steph Curry is the topic as he goes down with a knee injury, MRI today. They're going to find out more. They're calling it a sprain, but one never knows until after the test results.
Exactly right, Bob, because he came out to try it for the second half and just couldn't go. And, you know, again, give Golden State credit like we talked about. 41 points in the third behind Klay Thompson and Draymond Green, and they turn game four into a laugher and take that commanding three games to one lead. But I guess it's bigger picture. You know, the health of Steph Curry. Are they going to lose him for an extended period of time through the playoffs? Or is he at the very least going to play but be diminished? And if so, what does this all mean to the Golden State Warriors? You know, can they come out of a demanding Western Conference without Steph Curry, period, or without Steph Curry at his very best?
Yeah, it's fair. And look, I mean, we know they'll get out of this round. But where it goes from there is the intensity level, as we were talking about last segment, ramps up and the quality of play ramps up. I mean, it's certainly in jeopardy at this point in time. And look, I mean, we don't play doctor on this show, but it looked worse to me than a sprained knee.
We're going to find out a lot more. I mean, I don't know if he's going to miss game five. I don't know if he's going to be hobbled but play in game five. I don't know if he's going to miss the start of the next round where they'll likely take on the Clippers. I don't know if they take care of it in game five and get rest. Everything's very much up in the air right now for Golden State. And until you kind of have some idea where Steph is and what he's going to be, if anything, for the rest of this postseason, you don't really know where the Warriors are going to be. I mean, if any team could overcome the loss of Steph Curry, it's the Golden State Warriors with that deep, talented, and versatile roster. But I don't think any team can overcome that coming out of the West because of the quality teams that are going to be in your Final Four in the Western Conference.
And no question about it, and that was my point. I mean, everything steps up, competition, intensity, the whole nine yards. There's no upsets happening out West. I mean, it's going to be all quality teams involved. And, Joe, even at that, you know, if you looked at everything that he was doing before the injury, he didn't look comfortable on the ankle. And, you know, you get that. I mean, you're trying to adjust and you know nobody's 100% in this. You add this injury to it. Even if he is able to come back, what are you going to get? Is it going to be diminished to the point where he's a liability out on the court? Distinct possibility of that if he can't guard anybody and can't elevate on his jump shot. This is a scary moment for this franchise as they try to defend.
Well said, Bob. And, you know, it was a fluke accident. Dante Mantahunas goes to the floor just seconds earlier, creating the immediate wet spot, as it were, and Steph slips right on it. And it's a spot that had been wet on the floor throughout the game and that they had been dealing with. Unfortunate fluke injury. And now we're going to get all these backseat drivers, Monday morning quarterbacks, and everything else who are going to say, well, you know, maybe they shouldn't have played him because they're so much better than Houston and Houston doesn't care and maybe you want to make sure he's 100% healthy. We both understand he didn't look great. He looked tentative on that ankle. But I don't know that the ankle injury has anything to do with the fluke knee injury. So I don't blame the Golden State Warriors for playing Steph Curry and wanting to take care of business after going down in game three. I get all of those things. You know, when you're watching some of your competition dispatch their competition rather handily and setting themselves up for great postseason runs and rest and everything else, you feel the need to keep up with the Joneses.
Yep.
And I don't think Golden State wanted to be taxed, and that was the mindset behind playing Steph Curry. And while he didn't look great out there, they were hammer and tong with the Rockets, and their offense was starting to flow. So that said, I don't blame Kerr for playing Steph Curry. I don't think it was a bad decision, and I certainly don't think the knee injury, because it was fluke in nature, slipping on a wet spot, had anything to do with the ankle injury. So this idea that somehow playing Steph Curry caused the injury, well, of course playing him caused the injury. He wasn't going to get hurt sitting on the bench, not likely, unless he fell off it, but, you know, I just don't really see the correlation here. Oh, well, he had the bad ankle. Well, he slipped on a wet spot. It was a fluke. It could happen to anybody. We've seen guys get hurt coring apples, having accidents in their bathtub, falling asleep in tanning beds. We've seen guys get hurt all kinds of ways. But this injury had nothing specifically to do with the injured ankle, which, while it didn't look great, looked like it was coming along. You're rounding yourself back into form. You want to dispatch Houston rather quickly and get the rest so you can get ready to move on with the rest of your playoff journey. Now that's all in peril thanks to a freak injury right before the end of the half.
Yeah. And I'll take it back to your start of that. And look, anybody that's putting forth that argument doesn't know what the hell they're talking about. Let's start right there.
Oh, there's a ton of people putting forth that very same argument.
I know they can't say
that everybody doesn't know what they're talking about. They're putting forth that exact argument. I'm just dispelling it.
In this particular instance, they don't know what they're talking about. I don't care, expert, non-expert, or whatever they proclaim themselves to be. They're wrong. Flat out, case closed. He belonged on the court. He's on the court. He's playing. It was a freak accident. We've seen it. You listed a bunch of them. It happens all the time. Some guys, you know, we see it in NFL training camps. How many times do you see non-contact knee injury? They turn the wrong way. They twist the wrong way. They're running. They go down. Something happens. Well, this happened. He hit a wet spot on the floor. We'll see how it plays out. But for anybody to think that he wasn't going to play in that game, what game are you watching?
Or for that matter, that he shouldn't have.
Right. And when we are, you know, really? There's no way they were going to keep him out of that basketball game, or he was going to keep himself out of that basketball game. And ultimately, I'm sure the conversation between him, Steve Kerr, and the doctors consisted of, doctors, is he ready? Yeah, he can play. Steph, yeah, I'm playing. That was the conversation.
All right. And I couldn't agree more. So, you know, we'll keep an eye on that, wait, await results, and then we can start speculating on the future of the Golden State Warriors after their historic regular season. Will it culminate in a championship, or will it be a real uphill climb? We'll know more in the coming days. That said, one of the big reasons they felt so much pressure to take care of their business is because of what the San Antonio Spurs did in their 116-95 route of the Grizzlies. They finish up the sweep of that series, and now they've got a week off in a series where not only did it go the minimum four games, and it allows that veteran-laden roster the week off that Pop craves, even from game to game, as every game ultimately ended up a blowout and every fourth quarter was garbage time, those veteran starters, the Tony Parkers, the Tim Duncans, the Manu Ginobili's coming off the bench, the LaMarcus Aldridge's, none of those guys were particularly taxed hard. And the San Antonio Spurs will come into the next round of the NBA playoffs as well-rested as a team could possibly be. So, thus far, when you look at the Western Conference, it's big advantage San Antonio Spurs and Greg Popovich.
And no question about it. And as you said, dispatched quickly, this just was not a fair fight. And Pop alluded to it after the series was over. He was very respectful towards Memphis, appreciated the effort in which they play. Dave Yoger was incredibly emotional. He was actually crying on the podium. I mean, you battle, you go into the situation, you're never going to tell your team, we don't have a chance of winning. But the reality was they didn't have a chance of winning in this series. And San Antonio did exactly what they needed to do. Short, sweet, no lapses, no lack of concentration, no lack of intensity, which has been our focus today. They got it done. They rest and they prepare for the next series. This is what champions do.
Couldn't have said it better. Spurs give nobody an inch. They ask no quarter, they give no quarter. And they didn't give the Grizz an inch. But you see, you talked about focus and battle and fight, and San Antonio takes care of their business. Now they sit and wait, and they get their rest, and they're going to get a week off. They'll stay sharp. They'll probably struggle a little bit the first half of their first game with their shooting touch. When you get that long off, it can be a problem. But that said, you see how we've criticized Houston and because of their lack of intensity going into this postseason? Memphis is just overmatched, but boy, they fought as hard as they could. And yep. Man, you felt for that group because they were undermanned, but they fought and they gave it every single thing that they had. And when you watch a group like Memphis, as decimated by injuries and undermanned as they are, fight and battle and bring everything they have, which may not be much, but they brought everything they had. It makes you even angrier as you watch the Houston Rockets sleepwalk through the playoffs, and it's almost as though they don't even deserve to be there. Maybe they should have lost, and maybe we should have put the Utah Jazz in there. At least maybe they would have showed up and wanted to try and win.
Hey, a team that's young and hungry, you're 100% right. You know they would have at least fought. Maybe the results would have been the same, but they would have gone down trying, unlike this Houston Rocket team.
Yeah, and that's one of the big takeaways for me. You watch Memphis, and you can't help but feel for them. And then you watch them, and you watch Houston, and you get angry and angry at the Rockets for wasting a playoff spot because they don't really want to be there.
Yep.
I don't really know what else to say.
Yep, you're spot on right. One deserves to be there, one doesn't.
Well, on the other side, Ryan O'Halloran, Florida Times Union, joins us next. We'll talk all things Jaguars draft here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Spano, he's Black. Keep it where it is.
At Lowe's, we appreciate our pro customers and how hard you work to get the most out of your budget. So we offer business credit solutions that make it easy to save instantly at checkout on everyday purchases. And to help show our appreciation, we're offering 10% off your first purchase when you open and use a new Lowe's business credit account by April 27, 2016. See Lowe's Pro Desk in-store for required coupon details and exclusions. Offer subject to credit approval. Cannot be combined with other credit offers. U.S. only.
With OnStar, you don't need to drive the newest model car to have the latest in connectivity. If you're not connected, now get select OnStar services free for 3 years with no strings attached. You'll get a mobile app that lets you start your car or unlock your doors from your phone and monthly diagnostic email reports. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 years of free mobile app and diagnostic services. Emergency and security services are not included. Eligible on select 2011 and newer vehicles. Visit OnStar.com for details, coverage map, and system limitations.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. We put the phones on hold for a couple of minutes as we're joined by Ryan O'Halloran from the Florida Times Union, Jacksonville.com. He covers the Jacksonville Jags like a rug, and he joins us here on the Attack. Good morning, Ryan. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Nice to have you with us.
Hey, fellas. Thanks for having me.
Hey, it's great to have you back. It's been a while. Exciting times in Jacksonville, a team that Joe and I both like. We discussed it at the end of the season. We looked at what they did in free agency with everything that they had to spend, and they added some nice parts. And now they sit pretty in the draft, and they get ready to pick. So let's talk about it. Let's start a little bit with the free agents, and then we'll merge into the draft. Give us your take on their free agent class.
I'm kind of not as high as they were on the haul they got. They spent a lot of money, but looking back on it, it's going to be about some of the guys they didn't get. They went just about all in on Olivier Vernon, couldn't convince him to sign with the Jaguars. He went to the Giants. And I thought they made a mistake over this past weekend not getting more involved with Josh Norman. This is a team that still doesn't have a pass rush, that doesn't have a lot of guys who can create turnovers. And then you spend $90 million, half of that, a little bit less than half of that, guaranteed on Malik Jackson, who I think is a good player. This is a very strong defensive tackle draft class. So, I mean, they took some big swings. We'll see how it turns out. But I still think they're a long way away on defense.
You know, it's funny. You talked about them being a long way away on defense and not making a more serious push for Josh Norman. Can you give us any insight into the organization's philosophy on that? They have still about $50-plus million in salary cap space available. They're on the cusp of something great in that AFC South with the way that offense has developed and some of the moves they made there. Why not go get that difference-making corner and spend some of that $54 million in available cap space? Any insight into the organizational philosophy on this?
The philosophy being they felt he wasn't worth that. They like their depth at corner, and they feel they need to save a lot of money for their own players who are coming as free agents, which really there's only three right now on the roster who are going to deserve a second contract: Blake Bortles, Allen Robinson, Allen Hurns. Calvin Smith's still up for debate. So that's the company line. But maybe behind the scenes, maybe they made a huge effort and came up short. They're just not saying it. But this was a gift last week that after everybody's spent their money and all poor corner becomes on the market, you got the need, you got the money, and it didn't happen.
Well, I can understand the criticism. I mean, Joe and I both thought they were going to be in it. We felt the Redskins as well, who end up getting them. But, it doesn't seem as if they're reticent to spend money. But is it just something where, because we heard statements out of a couple of GMs that, I don't want to say that the cornerback position is being devalued, but they're not using that term shutdown corner anymore, at least on the level that we're used to hearing it. Was the organization philosophy possible that they just didn't see him as that guy, that they didn't value the talent as high as the value he was demanding dollars and cents wise?
Yeah, probably so. I mean, they probably had a number in mind. Once they revealed that number to Norman's camp, it wasn't even in the same state as what the Redskins were talking about. So they just moved on. We'll see. Yeah, we'll see if that becomes a mistake. But they're relying right now on Devon House at corner, decent player. Princeton McAmora signed a one-year deal, and their third corner, Aaron Colvin, starts the season with a four-game suspension. So since they didn't go after Norman, I think they're going to have to draft one, if not Jalen Ramsey, and then second round, third round, that kind of range.
Well, you guys will enjoy Princeton McAmora. I'm wondering if he got a paper cut signing his contract. But that said, jokes aside, he's about as durable as wet Kleenex. So I have a feeling you guys in Jacksonville will get a thrill out of him. He's fine when he's on the field. He's just never on the field. That said, you're drafting number five at the moment. Do you see the Jaguars holding tight and grabbing, say, the best available player on the defensive side of the ball, say a Joey Bosa, a Jalen Ramsey if he's there? Do you perhaps see them trading down, getting some extra picks so that they can really spread the wealth and make this a real defense-dominated draft and bring in a ton of young pieces to help that defense? Where do you see them going early, and what do you see the plan being?
Well, Dave Caldwell's MO in the first round since he got here, he's had the second pick, he's had the third pick, and he's had the third pick, and he hasn't moved. If I had to put odds on things, I think that's the likely scenario is they stay at five and they take a defensive player. They seem high on Miles Jack. I got a lot of concerns there how long he's going to last in this league. If I think Joey Bosa goes number four to Dallas. If Jalen Ramsey's there, that's who I'd take because he's a safe pick. He's no injury concerns, and he fills a need for a corner, and also maybe could play some safety in the sub-package stuff. But as far as a trade down, I think the most likely trade-down scenario is if Laremy Tunsil is still there at 5. They'll probably get a lot of calls on that. Later in the draft, I think it's going to be heavy defense, with the exception of they need to find an interior offensive lineman who can play right away.
Ryan O'Halloran joining us here on The Attack, talking Jacksonville Jags on the draft. And, you know, again, you're in that one of those key spots, and with the trades at the top of the draft, all of a sudden players that perhaps were not going to be available are going to be there. And, again, picking the groceries, it's a delicate thing to do. Your chart, a couple of your articles that you wrote and you put up, it's been a dark decade, as you described it, with few stars. Are they capable of turning this corner? Because it seems like literally they're right on the cusp. This is going to be a key draft for them. And do they have the right guy in a position to do it?
I think so. The 2014 draft that produced Bortles, Robinson, Brandon Linder, Telvin Smith, probably the best draft in team history. So that's what they got going for him. Last year's draft, you know, with Fowler, he hasn't played yet because of the knee. So you really don't know about that class because a couple other guys are injured as well. So this is a big draft because this coaching staff hasn't proven they can draft and develop defensive players. That's why they've had to sign all these free agents. They've had to redraft for some of their previous flops. So yeah, I won't believe it until I see it that this team can stop people on a regular basis. But they know that this is a strong defensive draft, so they have to take a lot of guys to see who fits. Because if they don't turn around defensively, it's not going to matter what Blake Bortles does. This is going to be a whole new regime next year.
You know, we've talked a lot about the potential, and I really think the potential for some very exciting things is there for the Jacksonville Jaguars. And we've talked about their offense. We love the development of Blake Bortles. They found gold in a trio of wide receivers. They've got a nice stable of running backs. The Achilles heel for that offense, though, is in the trenches. I'm not in love with that offensive line, and I don't think anybody that watches Jacksonville Jaguars football could be. Now, we know they're going to focus a lot on defense in the draft. You mentioned them focusing some on the offensive line in the draft. You still got $54 million to play with. There's still going to be a whole bunch of cuts on June 1st. Do you see the draft the only place they go to address the offensive line? Or do you see, say, in that phase 2/phase 3 of free agency, they try and get some veteran hands in there to help this offensive line?
Yeah, I think both, and you're right. This offensive line right now is a mess. They're going into a draft where they only have one guy who's locked into starting at his position. That's Jeremy Parnell, right tackle. Brandon Linder's probably their best offensive lineman, but he's going to play center or guard. A.J. Cann is a second-year guy. He's going to be a guard, right or left. Who's going to be your center? And then Luke Joeckel is basically being pushed aside for Kelvin Beachum. Okay, that's great, but your left tackle is not going to be able to go through camp until the second week of August because of the knee injury. So everything this organization is doing is supposed to help the quarterback. They got to start helping them with some blocking because this is a run game that was broke last year when T.J. Yeldon went down, and they still give up too many sacks. So I think if I like a guy like Ryan Kelly from Alabama in the second round, he can play right away at center, allows you to keep Linder at guard. But pushing it forward, I think they're going to be looking at every guy who gets cut late this spring, early this summer, to try and not so much find a star, but just create a mix where the best guy emerges.
Well, you know, you mentioned the weakness on, on that side of the ball. But, you know, a guy who now, after being the number one overall prospectus pick, is now fluctuating all over the draft. Could they go Laremy Tunsil and take it in that direction and just go with the sure, safe thing, at least according to the experts?
I wouldn't have a problem with that. It would adhere to their philosophy in the first round of best player available. You never thought in a thousand years that Laremy Tunsil would fall to at 5. If San Diego, for some reason, passes on him, he's probably going to be there. And I'd take him, start him at left tackle for the next whatever years and say, okay, we can worry about defense starting Friday night.
That's fair.
Final one from me before we let you run. We've talked a lot about our optimism, and, you know, I was even optimistic in what turned out to be a very average AFC South last year. about their chances, and simply the Jaguars didn't take advantage of opportunities that were in front of them. That said, money spent in free agency, money still to spend, high draft pick, everything else. I'm optimistic about their chances. I'm up here in New York. Bob's optimistic about their chances. He's here in New York as well. What's the feeling like with the fan base in Jacksonville? Are they optimistic? Are they excited? Are they revitalized by being at the point where they can see an opportunity to turn the corner very quickly and perhaps get back in the playoffs for the first time in a long time?
They're cautiously optimistic because they've been, you know, kicked around for so long. I still think they got a lot of issues. I looked at the schedule, and I still saw 5-11 because they start off with Aaron Rodgers, Philip Rivers, Joe Flacco, Andrew Luck, first four games. That's 0-4. They might be favored to win any of those games. They maybe Baltimore, but there's just so many questions on the offensive line. There's so many questions on defense in terms of who's going to rush the passer, who's going to cover a team's best receiver, how is Tayshaun Gibson the free safety? Can he bring this defense together quickly? So I see more of the same. Last year they made the leap up. At least they were interesting to watch. Now they have to close out some games, but this first four games is key. If they can manage a split, then the real optimism will be justified.
You know, Ryan, we're getting ready to let you go here in the next minute or so, but you kind of touched on it very lightly, but this is it for Gus Bradley and his crew, isn't it? I mean, Shad Khan has been amazingly patient since he took over ownership of this organization, and Joe and I have praised that in many ways. But if they don't get it done this year, it's revolving door time, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, Shad Khan's been historically patient, considering 12 wins in 3 years. And do they need to make the playoffs? You know, there's been no public mandate, but, I mean, it would behoove Gus and company to go 8-8 and at least say, hey, we're on the right track. And they went from 4 wins to 3 wins to 5 wins. Now you have to make the huge leap, and their spending has reflected that sense of urgency.
We appreciate the couple minutes. Thanks for coming on board. Your insight, as always, is terrific, and we'll have you back down the line. Thanks for the time.
All right, guys. Take care.
You got it. Bye-bye now. Ryan O'Halloran, Bob, from the Florida Times-Union, joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. Great insight into the Jaguars. We're much more optimistic than he is. Well, he's a lot closer than we are to them as well, and he did spotlight some of the issues at hand. I think with the draft and the secondary phases of free agency, they might just be able to overcome that, but only time will tell.
Yes, it will, and, you know, as we get up against it, got to get that draft right, all the free agencies and everything else, and, you know, but they do have a quarterback. It matters.
That's right. Well, we'll get ready to step aside on this Malaria Awareness Day. And we'll tie a bow around our one on the other side. We're Spano and Black. Keep it where it is.
Zika.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making 3 or 4 or 5.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Please let this nightmare stop!
You're back with the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. And, little Jacksonville Jags. A team that we like to talk about. And a lot of stuff, Ryan, threw out there. You know, the last roundup for Gus. Not as high on the talent as you and I think. And we'll see how it plays out. I mean, years of losing, I guess, breeds it in writers as well as it does in athletes. He's been covering that team for a long time. I guess he's seen the promise never fulfilled, and it's he's not as high on them as we are.
Yeah, well, you know, there's still a lot of work to be done, not only the draft. As I said, they have $54 million to play with. There's still a whole other phase of free agency, June 1st cuts. If they can address the offensive line woes and take care of some business on the defensive side of the ball, you got a quarterback, you got a stable of receivers, you got a group of running backs now.
Yeah.
You know, you see, you got plenty of opportunity here. I understand they come out of the blocks with a tough slate, but I'm not a big fan of the win-loss-win-win-win game. I don't think it ever serves you well when trying to forecast an upcoming season. That said, the division is far improved, and it's not going to be an easy climb, but they got some special brewing there in Jacksonville. I don't know whether it comes to fruition this year, and as a result, Gus Bradley and company get the fruits of their labor, or does somebody else come in and end up getting, you know, the benefits of all this hard work that was done in front of them, but I think this team is in a prime position to be good for a while for a number of reasons. Quarterback, talent, still a ton of money to play with. Going to be an intriguing run for the next couple of years for the Jacksonville Jaguars. On that note, we'll step aside for the news here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Then Bob and I will be back at you with Hour 2 of the Spano and Black Attack right here on Sports Byline.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
I'm going to come in with a ton of delegates. Donald Trump is going to come in with a ton of delegates. And one of the two of us is going to be the nominee. And it's going to be a battle.
A battle as Republican presidential candidates Ted Cruz and John Kasich work together to deny Donald Trump the party's nomination. Both campaigns announcing that Cruz is going to concentrate on winning Indiana's primary, while Kasich focuses on Oregon and New Mexico. The president sending more American troops to Syria.
They're not going to be leading the fight on the ground, but they will be essential in providing the training and assisting local forces. They continue to drive ISIL back.
The move bringing the total number of U.S. troops in Syria to about 300. Two Wisconsin high school students recover after another teenager shoots them as they leave their prom Saturday night. The gunman being identified as 18-year-old Jacob Wagner. He was shot and killed by police. This is USA Radio News.
At GEICO, we've been innovating car insurance for over 75 years with forward-thinking ideas like online quotes and the GEICO mobile app. And to prove it, we'll play one of our first radio commercials from 75 years ago.
By Jiminy, GEICO could save you money on your car insurance, which is what we'll be doing over 75 years from now. Who knows? Maybe with some sort of application that's accessible on a futuristic handheld device. We'll call them online quotes.
See? Forward thinking.
GEICO, saving people money for over 75 years.
Have you been to USARadio.com? The latest breaking stories, the hottest news, and the best radio all in one place. It's available for free on your smartphone, on your computer, and you can listen with your Bluetooth-enabled car. You can listen to classic radio theater, Daybreak USA with Angie Austin, and my new show that takes you from online to on air, your news feed on the radio, Trending Today USA with Rusty Humphries. Check it out, USARadio.com. That's USARadio.com.
Officials in Ohio confirm that investigators find marijuana growing operations at three locations connected to the killing of eight family members. Attorney General Mike DeWine saying during a press conference that whoever killed eight members of the Roden family carried out a sophisticated attack. With 60 cases of the Zika virus already reported in New York, Senator Chuck Schumer calling for emergency funding to help stem the spread of the illness. Correspondent Mitch Leiby with more.
Schumer says nearly $2 billion is needed before the mosquito season takes hold in June and July.
They need preparation. They need the dollars. They know what to do. They have a plan. We've been very successful at eradicating mosquito-borne diseases.
Schumer says the money could be used for mosquito control programs across the country. He adds, with so many women and families looking for action, it is critical that Congress work to approve the funding as soon as possible. Mitch Leiby, New York.
And The Jungle Book, still the king of the box office, pulling in close to $61 million in its second week in theaters. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Russ Jones, USA Radio News Director. My team and I are passionate about bringing you the best news product you can find on the radio. While we aren't biased, we are unabashedly American. With news bureaus across the nation and even Israel, we deliver news and sports 24 hours a day. If you miss the news at the top of the hour, make sure you check us out on the web at usaradio.com. That's usaradio.com.
The Transportation Security Administration sets a new record, but it's not one to brag about. The TSA saying it's confiscated 73 firearms and carry-on luggage last week at airports across the country. That broke the previous record of 68 weapons found in 7 days last October. Uber Pool is coming to San Diego. Randy Fuller with details.
Uber is launching their carpool ride-sharing service across the county today, allowing customers heading to the same destination to share rides at a cheaper price. Uber says the new service is geared toward reducing traffic congestion and pollution by filling more seats in more cars. San Diego riders will be able to order an Uber Pool ride by first selecting the Uber X option on the app, and then choosing between sharing the ride or requesting a standard Uber. I'm Randy Fuller.
Prince's publicist saying the musician's remains have been cremated. The rep saying a private memorial service was held over the weekend. Today is World Penguin Day.
World Penguin Day coincides with the annual northward migration of penguins. This happens each year on or around April 25th. Penguins do not fly, rather they walk or waddle their way to and from. It marks the start of the flightless bird's annual migration north. Penguins have a unique tuxedo-like appearance, but it's not just for show. It acts as a form of camouflage that helps keep them safe in the water. For USA Radio News, I'm Tammy Rose.
And I'm John DeMaster. Get more news on the web at usaradio.com.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We've got the excitement here that we look for.
Well, indeed we do. Welcome back to Hour 2 of the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senor Roberto out on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Still read telephone number of the Attack. Huge Hour 2 in front of us, my friend. D. Orlando Ledbetter from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. He'll be talking Falcon football, and we continue our theme leading up the draft day, and then we'll roll back to the NBA and have some fun with that as well, as there's plenty to talk about, including a coaching change.
Absolutely is, Bob, and we'll cover a lot of ground. We won't have all that much time to do it. And then before we get out the door, we'll roll back into the NFL and talk about the signing of Josh Norman with the Washington Redskins. And like I said, he gets a new home, and we'll talk about the possibility of Johnny Manziel getting a new residence for upwards of a year, depending on how things go for him.
Not as luxurious
again, I like
as
Josh
houses.
Norman. Exactly right about that. You know, we'll talk about that. That'll basically be our hour two. And, you know, usually at the top of the hour, we talk about the myriad of ways that you can check out the Sports Byline Broadcast Network if you want to take your radio on the go. And you have a lot of options to choose from, be it sportsbyline.com, be it iHeartRadio, be it TuneIn Radio, be it Stitcher.com, the new face of radio. And, of course, for our service people that listen to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, there's the American Forces Radio Network around the world where the good people of our armed forces can check out the Spano and Black Attack and all the other programming on Sports Byline, Bob.
Yeah, they can. And like we said, and we're fond of saying it and repeat it over and over because it doesn't get old. If you're serving us, we appreciate it. If you're away from home, we know how hard it is. And if we're giving you a little taste of America, no matter where you are in the world, hopefully you're enjoying it, and we appreciate the opportunity to bring it to you.
Well said, Bob. On the other side, D. Orlando Ledbetter, Atlanta Journal-Constitution, joins us next to talk all things Falcons draft. That's all next on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. for this week. Get out your Shazam app now and check it out. Plus, have fun and interact with Geico. Gecko yourself and share it with friends. Watch your favorite Geico video. Get a quote. Shazam now for the full list and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Today, Bridget Griffin shared a video of her daily yoga routine, two self-help articles, and her new blog called Build Your Inner Bridge with Bridge. Girl, your sharing has turned into oversharing. No worries, Bridge. Geico has some info worth sharing with your 7 blog followers, like how you could save money on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim just by visiting geico.com. How's that for building your inner bridge? Bridge, Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400.
Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. We're joined by D. Orlando Ledbetter from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Covers the Falcons, knows all the ins and outs, and is here to share his wisdom and knowledge with us here on the Attack. Good morning, D. Orlando, Bob Black, Joe Spano. Nice to have you with us.
Good morning, Joe and Bob. Thanks for having me this morning.
Well, we appreciate you coming on. It's early no matter where you are. And Atlanta's in an intriguing position. They finish at 500 under new leadership. A bit of a disappointment. Matty Ryan having a down year. But they signed some intriguing free agents in the offseason thus far. And let's start there and we'll evolve into the draft. Let's talk about their free agent class a little bit.
Yeah, you know, they signed Alex Mack at center to anchor that. Muhammad Sanu at wide receiver to replace Roddy White. And then Derek Shelby, a defensive end tackle from Miami who had been a backup down there. And then they brought back Adrian Claiborne. Those four were the big signings for them, with Alex Mack being the headliner. And Sanu being kind of a free agent reach there, a guy who was a backup in Cincinnati for years. They have signed him to be the number two receiver next to Julio Jones, which will be an expanded role for him. So that's the one everybody's talking about. They believe Mack will certainly help their offensive line. And the defensive guys, they just need some production over there. And they're projecting that Shelby can give them that from in and tackle on in the nickel coverage. So,
you know, D. Orlando, you look at this Falcons group, and I really thought the wide receiver play outside of Julio Jones really killed their offense as the season rolled along last year, and Matty Ryan was asked to do an awful lot. Muhammad Sanu will help, but do you expect wide receiver to be a big focus of their draft? Maybe not in the first round necessarily, where I think they may go linebacker or somebody along that front seven, but certainly as the draft goes along, do you see them taking a handful of wide receivers just to get some depth at a position where you always need a lot of quality bodies?
Yeah, that could be a possibility, but I think they're going linebacker, DN, safety, guard, and then maybe take a flyer on a receiver in the seventh. But they like Justin Hardy. He was a fourth-round pick last year, had some problems picking up the playbook early, came on down the stretch out of the slot. And he'd be the guy targeted as the third receiver right now. Caught a lot, led the college ranks in receptions at East Carolina, but was a little slow to pick up things as a rookie. So that might not be a primary need, but if they find one along the way, they certainly need to amp up the passing game and help out Matt Ryan.
Well, you know, Joe and I talked about that a lot during the season, and when you're down to literally one target, all the focus goes in that direction, and I think it contributed a lot to the turnover ratio involving Matt Ryan with 21 touchdown passes and 16 interceptions. Was it that, or was there something else going on with Matt Ryan that we weren't aware of, new system, new coach, new playbook, whatever the scenario was, or was it a combination of all of it?
Yeah, I think it was a combination. Certainly Roddy White wasn't the same guy he was for years. So he wasn't open. If Matt Ryan, felt he was open, he would have, moved the ball around to him. Only thing he had was Julio and checking down to Devontae Freeman. And if that was taken away, maybe Jacob Tammy was open, the tight end. So, he had a highly productive year for him. But certainly the field wasn't as open as it had been for Ryan. He hadn't been getting to his 4 and 5 reads. He's in a new offense. Shanahan didn't like to run no huddle, which is, what Ryan was taught from the first day the Falcons got him, is how to run the no huddle and call plays at the line and take what's given. He wasn't allowed to do that last year. So, there was a big major adjustment. It was a major shift and how they had operated for 7 years. And, the terminology was different. And, so he struggled with some of that. And folks couldn't believe it, but it was happening right before our eyes. And folks kept asking, was he hurt? Did he have an injury? Because he took some big hits in the Washington game. But they never listed him on the injury report. So it was just a matter of blending all those things together, and that didn't work very well for him at times last year.
Those are the dulcet tones of Dear Orlando Ledbetter from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. Before we pivot over to the defense, I had brought up wide receiver as a major need, and you kind of said it's a secondary need with the additions of Mohamed Sanu, another year in the system for Justin Hardy, and also another year in the system for Matt Ryan. Do you expect those acquisitions, along with Alex Mack and some stability along that offensive line, to allow this offense to kind of grow and become the Falcons offense that some of the names on this offense would tell you it should be? Or do you think we've got a real issue on our hands here as far as this offense?
Oh, no, I think the offense is further along down the street than, defense is. Certainly they can reach elite level a lot faster. If you look at their numbers, they're respectable. It's 24 of the 30 turnovers that could be traced to Matt Ryan that killed them last year. Andy LaVitre killed 8 drives with penalties. Little things, those aren't little things. So big mistakes like that have to be eradicated. The red zone scoring efficiency was poor. So that's been a staple of Kyle Shanahan's offenses, though, in his 9 years as a coordinator. They've been in the bottom half of the league, except for twice, in the red zone efficiency. So they got to work out some problems. They really know what the problems are. They have to address it this offseason, getting Ryan's turnovers down, getting LaVitre to play within the rules, and scoring in the red zone are the three things the offense must improve on if they're going to, reach that elite status and put some points on the board in 2016.
D. Orlando, they sit in an awkward position in the draft. You're sitting there at 17, and it's tough. You don't know if the impact guy, maybe some guy falls, maybe he doesn't. Do you see any possibility? You've got your finger on the pulse. Do these guys try to move up? Do they try to move down? Do they stand pat? Have you heard any rumblings about what they plan to do in round one as far as possible movement?
Yeah, they're expecting a bunch of calls, but they feel that they're going to stand pat because all they'd be getting, according to the draft chart, would be another third rounder. That's not a guaranteed starter. The draft does have some depth, so they're not excited about getting a third rounder to move down a few spots. They think they're going to sit tight at 17, and one of these defenders is going to be there. Raglan, Shaq Lawson, Leonard Floyd, Darren Lee, somebody of that ilk will be on the board, they insist, and, they're going to pull the trigger on one of those guys.
Final one from me before we let you run, D. Orlando. The philosophy of this front office, will they draft best available player, or is their priority best available player at position of need? Do they fill needs, or do they acquire talent and figure it out later?
They say they're need-based and scheme-specific. So last year they passed on Todd Gurley to pick a need, and Vic Beasley, the pass rush. Gurley goes on to become Rookie of the Year. So they've done that before. They picked Parade Jerry with Clay Matthews sitting on the board. So, we have to watch that year by year. It seems like they would be changing that to get some better players in here when you know you're picking for need and show some signs of desperation as opposed to just picking the best player that falls to you. And, they haven't been that type of team in the past, and the talent level has depleted here over the years, so maybe they need to go to that best player available scenario and start elevating the talent level here in Atlanta.
Well, D. Orlando, we appreciate the couple minutes. Thanks for coming on board. As we were talking about, difficult when you're picking in that position. It'll be interesting come Thursday. Thanks for the couple minutes. We'll have you on back down the line.
All right, great. Thanks for having me, guys. Take care.
D. Orlando Ledbetter, Joe. A lot of insight there. He's thinking defense all the way.
Well said, Bob. And on the other side, we'll quickly recap D. Orlando's interview with us. Then we'll roll back into the NBA as we have a lot of ground to cover. That's all next here on the Spano and Black Attack. Your calls, 800-878-PLAY, are welcomed, as are your tweets, at Span56, at BobBlack71, or at Sports Byline USA. Most importantly, you make sure to keep it where it is.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483. Or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client
it immediately.
It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical, and some may not qualify. The consultation is free, and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Nip it in the bud.
Oh, there you go, Barney. Bringing us back to the attack at Bob Black 71 and up at Sports Byline USA and, of course, at Span 56, if Twitter is more your thing. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY. And, Joe, in talking to D'Orlando Ledbetter from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, not as concerned about the wide receiver position as some are. And, you know, looking at Mohamed Sanu's stats, yeah, it was down a little bit last year, but he had the breakout in 2014, 56 for 790 yards. But it's a long deal. It's 5 years at 32.5. They better hope he produces opposite Julio Jones. But then again, aside from Roddy White, maybe you and I could produce opposite Julio Jones.
Very true point. I mean, it'll certainly help. I think there's still a lack of depth at the receiver position for them. And in today's NFL, where you need a multitude of weapons at the receiver spot, I'm not sure they quite have that yet. That said, it's probably not their most pressing need, fair point. If Matty Ryan were my quarterback, it would be a more pressing need. And I think they're in a spot where a very special receiver like a Laquon Treadwell might just be there for them. And if he's there, despite their obvious needs along the front seven, I grab him, I throw him right in, and I say, you know what? I potentially set at wide receiver for the next 5 to 7 years with Julio Jones, Laquon Treadwell, Mohamed Sanu. I don't have a worry in the world, and that gives Matty Ice all the targets in the world. Then it's all on him and that offensive line to keep him upright. They've got those two young running backs who I think can produce at a very high level and did last year. So if it all falls right and Treadwell's there, I don't know that he will be. It's kind of the area where he may be picked.
Yeah.
If he falls to them and they go in another direction, I think they're making a terrible, terrible mistake. As this draft is very deep in defenders and you can get defenders the rest of the way, they need them, but sometimes you can't pass on difference makers. And in an offense and quarterback-driven league, that'd go a long way towards solving some of those problems they had last year on the offensive side of the ball.
Hey, you know something, pal? I couldn't agree with you more, but I want to throw something out at you in that there's always a player that slides. And, you know, we looked at Tunsil perhaps sliding a little bit. He ain't sliding there.
He ain't sliding that far.
But one guy who might, and it's strictly over concerns of the knee, is Miles Jack. And I'm hearing
there.
More.
I don't think he gets that far, Bob. I don't think he gets anywhere near that far. But if he slides that far to them, and I'll cut you off because I'll answer your question, take him, take him, take him. Even if his career only lasts 5 to 7 years, who cares? Take him. He's going to be a difference maker, and he's going to be a stud linebacker. I mean, the guy, if that knee was 100%, we might be talking about him as a number three overall pick in this draft.
Oh, no question about it. And, look, I agree with you. I don't think he's going to fall that far. But with the smoke screens that come out of these different organizations, I'm just seeing more and more stuff on his knee to the point where a lot of organizations are going, nah, we're not going to do it. Whether or not that's BS.
A lot of that's a smoke screen because there's one organization that wants to pull the trigger and they want to make sure he gets to him. You know, like I said, he's not getting there. If he does, it'll take the Atlanta Falcons about 10 seconds to run that card up.
It would me.
All right. Well, that said, we're both in accord there. The guy, you know, the guy that's going to drop is Jalen Smith. He's going to drop.
Yeah.
Maybe to even the third day because of some of the issues that he's having. But that said, we'll address that as we get a little closer to the draft. What do you say we swing back to the NBA, Bob, and continue our journey through this weekend's playoff action? We talked a lot about the Rockets. We talked about the Warriors and Steph Curry's issues. We talked about the Spurs taking care of their business and how hard the Grizz fought. I guess we should talk about the other team that took care of their business. It was a 4-0 sweep, but outside of game two, all of these games were tough. And it was the Cavaliers taking care of their business, 100-98. They dispatched the Detroit Pistons 4-0. But a couple of things. For the Cavs, Big Three seems to play well every night now. They've kind of got that thing figured out, you hope. We'll see as the level of competition moves up as they run through the playoffs. But that said, they get rest. And LeBron James has played a lot of basketball over the last few years, so the rest will serve him well. And, you know, they'll wait for their opponent, who will not be nearly as well rested as they are. That said, Stan Van Gundy's got himself something started in Detroit. They got a little experience. They need a little bit more. And they need a little more talent and some better outside shooting. But they are really on their way. Another offseason for Stan Van Gundy. And I have a funny feeling the Detroit Pistons are going to be incredibly dangerous going forward.
I think that's fair all the way around. Look, anybody that questions Stan Van Gundy at this point, well, you don't know a hell of a lot about basketball. And it's his organization. It's his stamp. He controls pretty much everything with that organization. And you can see they're right on the cusp. And, you know, look, everything was tight. But I want to ask you this. Is there such a thing as a LeBron-led Cleveland Cav team flying a little bit under the radar?
With all the focus on the Western Conference, absolutely. So they fly a little, I don't know if I can say under the radar, but, you know, we'll say a little bit quietly. They're going to get that week off as their opponent gets sorted out here in the next few days of the Eastern Conference playoffs. But I really like the way this Big Three is playing.
Mm-hmm.
LeBron being slightly deferent. LeBron doing what LeBron loves to do, facilitate the offense of mm-hmm. others until the waning minutes of the game, at which point he takes over for the most part. LeBron is playing the way LeBron wants to. It looks like finally, after an entire regular season of inconsistency and infighting and lack of continuity and chemistry, all of a sudden LeBron said, I got this. I'm going to just be LeBron and play the way I want to play, regardless of what anybody thinks. Everybody will get involved, and we'll get this all worked out. And they put all the junk behind them, and that Big Three is playing well. And when that Big Three plays well, everybody else falls into place, and it's a very, very dangerous team. Are they without flaws? Absolutely not. But having a Big Three that talented that's all on the same page will hide a lot of flaws, but LeBron is really leading the charge. When he needs to take over, he takes over. When he needs to defer, he defers, and he seems to have the pulse of this team now finally for the first time in two seasons truly in his hands.
Yeah, and, you know, you made a great point at the beginning of that. With all the miles on the odometer involving LeBron, he picks his spots at this point in his career. And let's not forget, he still does everything well. He still rebounds great. He facilitates great. He can still score when he needs to score. But what he's managed to do, and this is what we were questioning in the middle of the season, can you get a guy like Kyrie Irving, who is the guy that you really need in there to buy in, to finally do that? And it appears that he finally has. You know, even when he wasn't shooting well last night, he didn't shy away from the big shot. He put up 25, and so, you know, he was consistent throughout the game. He didn't walk away from anything. Love, although he didn't have a good shooting night, still contributed with his 13 rebounds. And they're literally firing on all cylinders. I put it all on LeBron. I think he finally got this team to buy in. And it's like, hey, guys, we can win a ring out of this. You just have to wake up and smell the coffee here. I'll make sure we get this done.
And you know what's interesting? It seems that this team functions best when LeBron doesn't take the most shots. Maybe he mm-hmm. takes the most important ones, or many of the most important ones. But it looks like, you know, it's kind of evenly distributed as far as the ball handling and facilitating duties between Kyrie Irving, LeBron James, and to a lesser degree, Matthew Dellavedova. And a lot of times they seem to function best when it's Kyrie Irving that takes the most shots. LeBron sliding in right behind him in volume of shots, and Kevin Love right there with them all. It seems LeBron is at his LeBron best when he's helping chemistry and taking important shots, and that's a lot of what he did in Miami. You know, this is certainly a guy who doesn't mind taking over the game, and he's not afraid to either. You know, but yet throughout the game, you saw him get Kyrie Irving involved a lot, and Kyrie Irving wasn't afraid to be the guy that took more shots than anybody else on the floor. They seem to be figuring it out. It's something you said a while back. At some point, you got to put away the calculator and stop trying to figure out who's getting nares and percentages. And you know what you have to do? Just go out and play basketball. Well, finally, it looks like they're all just going out and playing basketball, and they're not worried who takes the most shots and when they take them and everything else. They're just playing basketball. And when they just play basketball, led by LeBron James, who not only is a great player and one of the greatest players in the history of sneakers, he has an incredibly high basketball IQ. So once they just play basketball, it has the potential to all work. And with Atlanta having their struggles with an undermanned Boston team and Toronto not being able to dispatch Indiana, it's starting to look like the Cleveland Cavaliers are far and away the class of this Eastern Conference.
Yeah, I think that's a fair statement. And on the other side, I think we need to pick it up there because at midseason, and you and I were speculating, maybe Kyrie Irving needed to be the guy that left Cleveland. Maybe he's answered that question for us.
Maybe it's him, or maybe it's LeBron that's answered that question for us. We'll debate it and discuss it next. Try and get to the football before we get out the door on this Monday edition of the Spano and Black Attack, but you be sure to keep it where it is.
At Lowe's, we appreciate our pro customers and how hard you work to get the most out of your budget. So we offer business credit solutions that make it easy to save instantly at checkout on everyday purchases. And to help show our appreciation, we're offering 10% off your first purchase when you open and use a new Lowe's business credit account by April 27, 2016. See Lowe's Pro Desk in-store for required coupon details and exclusions. Offer subject to credit approval. Cannot be combined with other credit offers. U.S. only.
With OnStar, you don't need to drive the newest model car to have the latest in connectivity. If you're not connected, now get select OnStar services free for 3 years with no strings attached. You'll get a mobile app that lets you start your car or unlock your doors from your phone and monthly diagnostic email reports. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 years of free mobile app and diagnostic services. Emergency and security services are not included. Eligible on select 2011 and newer vehicles. Visit OnStar.com for details, coverage map, and system limitations.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hardway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
You're taking a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the slowest guys in sports.
That rascal took all of my firewood and built a dam across a cement pond.
Like I said, the slowest guys in sports on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You're back with the attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Wrapping up the Cleveland talk, a little Byron Scott, and then off to the NFL. And, Joe, we speculated midseason that perhaps Kyrie Irving was the odd man out and needed to move along because he just would not or could not buy in to the fact that although he needs the ball in his hands, LeBron needs it more, and LeBron will facilitate and make sure he gets his shots. It looks like it's finally come together, and however the message got across, Kyrie Irving's buying in. And this team's firing on all cylinders.
Yeah, and I was the guy who specifically proposed the trade. It was Drew Holiday and New Orleans' lottery pick for Kyrie Irving. Yep. I mean, that I had actually formulated a trade in my mind that I thought made so much sense it worked. We talked to other basketball people who hadn't heard it anywhere else, and they said, you know, maybe that just works. Well, it looks like you talk about Kyrie Irving buying in, and I don't want to take credit away from Kyrie Irving, but I think a lot of the success is about LeBron James and what he's able, the way he's able to put his stamp on this team and impose his will and eventually pull these parts that are the big three that were divergent parts for so long together. So while maybe it's Kyrie Irving buying in, the guy I'm going to give a lot of the credit to is LeBron James. Because he's the constant there, and he seems to be the guy that has pulled this together. And I think a lot of it has to do with him just saying, you know what, screw this, we're just going to play basketball. I went through the same thing in Miami where I tried to make sure everybody got theirs and everybody was happy. And finally, Dwayne Wade came and said to me, don't worry if we're happy. Winning cures everything. So screw whether we're happy or not. Just go out and be LeBron James. And I get the funny feeling all of a sudden LeBron thought about it. Well, if Dwayne Wade could say, screw us, I can say, screw you guys. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to lead this charge. You guys get in line behind me. Let's just go out and play basketball, and it'll all work. Well, all of a sudden they're playing basketball, and it's working. So I'm going to give a lot of the credit to LeBron James. I'm on the outside looking in and don't know, but that's a lot of that's my speculation, and maybe there was no such words uttered, but the actions say it all.
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised if the words were uttered, and that's what I said when I was talking about it, is I don't know how the message got there, but the message got there. And I have a tendency to think it's LeBron as well. I mean, look, it's not to denigrate Tyronn Lue, but it's LeBron's team. You know, if there's any message that's going to be delivered, he's going to be the messenger. So, you know,
Tyronn Lue was smart. He'd roll out the balls and get out of the way.
I think that's pretty much what he's done.
Maybe that's why he might be there for a while.
Oh, I got news for you. They get themselves back to the finals, and you know, even if they should lose, he's going to be the coach for a while.
Yeah. Well, if they lose,
well, at least next year,
right? If they lose, it's going to be it'll be a very, very interesting offseason in Cleveland because we'll see who's back and who's not.
Yeah, truth.
All right. Well, what do you say we stay in the NBA and just dive into a couple of the other stories? Boy, was I impressed with the Celtics. They are undermanned. Their T-shirt said it all. Did you see the T-shirt they were wearing Sunday?
I did not.
It said one star. Or words. I forget exactly what was on it, and I should have looked it up. But basically, they wore a T-shirt that basically is symbolic of this team. And I think it said one star, if I'm not mistaken. Because I guess the Celtics as an organization hear the criticism levied by people like us that, Well, they just don't have the talent to win games in the playoffs. You know, we've all talked about it, and I've been guilty of saying it too. I've made the mention of the whole being far greater than the sum of the parts. Well, I guess they said there is no star player. The team is the star, one star. And, you know, they should be applauded for their effort last night against an Atlanta Hawks team that's healthier and more talented than them. We all wrote off Boston after the rash of unfortunate injuries. Well, Marcus Smart did his very best Avery Bradley impression on both ends of the court, most especially the offensive end when it was needed the most. And he helped the Celtics force overtime, and the Celtics took over in overtime, and they managed to top the Hawks in overtime 104-95, and that series is now square at two apiece. But, man, you're looking for a hero there for the Celtics, and it's Marcus Smart. On defense, he ends up guarding Paul Millsap, who was having an out-of-body experience, and he shut that right down. And on the offensive end, hitting big threes in the fourth quarter to help the Celtics close a 10-plus point margin, Bob.
I can't disagree with anything that you said. Look, I've been critical of Smart, his inability to hit shots, but in this game, he did everything that they hope that he does. And you know, it's weird, Joe. I always hear stuff out of Boston about how high they are on this kid. And I was, too, coming out of college. I actually thought he was going to be a star, work on the outside shot, 300 jumpers in the gym, the whole nine, everything we talk about. But the jump shot hasn't come into being for him, at least not at this point in his career. But with that being said, they love everything else about him, his physicality, his defense, his willingness to work on both ends of the court. And it paid off last night. Millsap with 41 points. And Brad Stevens, as he said, I'm throwing darts. I had no idea who, when, if, or how I was going to guard this guy. Going down the stretch, I put Smart on him. Smart went, okay, I'll do it. It wasn't like he completely stopped him, but he certainly altered what was going on. And on the offensive end, he came through in a big-time way. Man, if they could get that out of him on a consistent basis, you'd have star number two sitting next to Isaiah Thomas.
That's exactly right, because on the defensive end of the court, he's already a star. And he can guard a multitude of positions. I didn't quite know he could guard a four, but
I don't think he did either.
You know, but apparently he can. But he's an elite perimeter defender. And his out and offensively, it's specifically the outside shot, because he can facilitate the offense of others. You know, he can do a lot of things. It's just that outside shot is oftentimes so bad. When he brings that, he's a lethal player, and you combine him with Avery Bradley and Isaiah Thomas, and boy, that's a three-guard rotation for the ages. You know, solve some issues in the front court, and boy, you're really, really dangerous. I'm impressed by the guts that they've shown. I was impressed by, you know, Marcus Smart doing that Avery Bradley impression. And really, I was also impressed, despite the Celtics being undermanned, Kelly Olynyk played but really wasn't a factor in this one. It was an undermanned Celtic team who their players just flat out did more than Atlanta's players. Atlanta provided very little help for Paul Millsap in this one. The Boston Celtics got a number of terrific efforts, and in many ways that coupled with Marcus Smart pulling them out of a double-digit hole in the fourth quarter with some real good clutch shooting was the difference. The series is now knotted at two apiece. It's a three-game series with Atlanta having home court advantage. Truth of the matter is, anything can happen.
Well, you know, what other coach other than Pop, who happens to have Kawhi Leonard, would have had the you-know-what to take a 6'4" guard and put him on a power forward? Only Brad Stevens.
A brilliant, brilliant coach, Bob. And I guess some other final takeaways from this weekend's NBA action. Well, the Hornets finally showed up, played some D, and they actually get into the series and they protect serve on their home court.
Yep.
The Trailblazers, I guess, have a pulse. They won one on their home court. And we got a series with Toronto and Indiana. As soon as I wrote off Indiana, they came out and played a terrific game four. I mean, you know, I talked about the only chances they had for success was for Paul George to be terrific or beyond terrific. He had to have that outer body experience, as I like to call it, and for Toronto to be awful. Well, the truth of the matter in Game 4, that wasn't what happened. They got contributions all over the basketball court from players that you didn't expect to be able to give them those level of contributions. Jan Mahinmi, giving them 22 and 10 with 5 assists while struggling with a bad back. George Hill comes up big. You know, those are some pretty shocking things and things we haven't seen in this series. George was good, but he was their third leading scorer. And if I told you that was going to happen going into Game 4, would you have thought there was any chance that Indiana could have beat Toronto?
Absolutely not.
But Indiana got some contributions from some unlikely sources. Toronto couldn't shoot straight again. They turned the ball over way too much. And, of course, Indiana has this uncanny knack for turning those turnovers into points. And they controlled Toronto throughout this one. And now you have a series. So I'm sure the collar is tightened quite a bit around those Toronto Raptors. And now what you thought looked like, okay, they got it. They have it figured out. They can breathe. Their class will show. Well, now the collar tightens all up again, and that's anybody's series. And I'm really, really intrigued to see what happens going forward with that one, Bob.
Well, we talked about the fact that getting out of Toronto probably was going to benefit them, and especially when they won the game on Indiana's court. Now they got to go back and face the fans again. And home court has not been an advantage for them. They need to take care of business in Game 5, period. Case closed.
Well, you know what happens. You get a 7-game series tied to a piece. What do they always say about the pivotal Game 5? You win that, you probably win the series. Take care of your business.
Yeah.
And you got 3 games on the slate tonight. Charlotte in Game 4 in their building showed up defensively in Game 3. It'll be intriguing to see how that one shakes out. Oklahoma City has Dallas on the brink of elimination. Dallas fights hard. They just ain't got the horses. I don't think in the Chesapeake Energy Arena that the Thunder are going to have any problem, and they'll get that series taken care of because I think they have all the motivation they need. They want to get rest themselves as they get ready to take on the San Antonio Spurs. And finally, the last of those Western Conference series matchups, we speculated that Portland could give the Clippers some trouble. Everybody's held serve on their home floor. It'll be interesting to see what Game 4 brings tonight in Clippers and Portland.
Yep, absolutely. But they got a pulse, and in this time of the year, that's all that matters. You want to touch on Byron Scott real quick?
Real quick, Bob. We don't have much time. I guess we'll save all the football stuff for tomorrow's edition of The Attack.
Yep, a lot of stuff packed in today. Byron Scott out the door. You know, to tell you the truth, Joe, as bad a roster as that was, Kobe retiring, the Russell incident, the whole nine yards. I actually thought Byron Scott did the best job he could possibly do, but the franchise is going to move on. Luke Walton goes to the top of the list, obviously. Whether or not this is the job he wants, though, remains to be seen. You get a lot of wins up there on I-5 further north, not so much further south.
Yeah, but you're not in the head chair. And the Celtics is a pretty cool head chair to be. Lakers is a pretty cool head chair to be in. It's going to be pretty intriguing to see how that all shakes out. There are some other candidates, and I don't agree with that. I thought Byron Scott did a terrible job. He had no feel for coaching those young kids, and he was supposed to be a defensive coach, and didn't play any defense. So we agree to disagree, and I'll let you tie a bow around it on the other side. We're Spano and Black, no flipping.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano at Span 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. Thanks to D. Orlando Ledbetter for coming on board, Ryan O'Halloran as well, to give us some draft previews on their respective teams. But we're talking Byron Scott, the Lakers. It's you know, we can speculate all we want. I'll disagree with Joe, and you know, I put it out there with this team, with this mess, managing everything he needed to manage. Yeah, you know, the D'Angelo Russell thing aside, because that had nothing to do with Byron Scott. They don't have any talent. That's why Byron Scott was not able to manage this young team. There's nothing on this team, with the exception of two or three players, that's going to be there 3 or 4 years from now. But the possibilities who are out there, and you know, Luke Walton is the obvious name. But he's got to get the guarantee from management that if he signs a five-year deal, it's going to be a five-year deal, because he needs that kind of window, and any of these coaches do, to come in and get it done. But then you start looking at the rest of the list. Ettore Messina. Okay, I mean, the guy's from San Antonio. I mean, if I'm going to go in any direction, that's probably the direction I'm going. He's got the international experience as a head coach, brilliant basketball mind, according to everybody. But again, you got to have the guarantee walking in the door. Plus, he's walking into a locker room that's a mess. Jeff Van Gundy? No, it's not going to happen. They're not hiring him. He plays 1980s basketball. It's not going down. David Blatt? All right, well, we saw what happened in Cleveland. I think it's the end of his career, but I don't see it happening either. Nancy Lieberman? All right, in L.A., I guess it could play. But it's still a risk. Mark Jackson, Vinny Del Negro, Kevin Ollie. Come on. The list that they have up, it's 90% of it isn't realistic. I think it comes down to one of two guys, Messina or Luke Walton. Which direction do they go? Remains to be seen. It'll play itself out. We'll be talking about it here in the Attack. Hope you enjoyed the show today. As I said, thanks to our guests. Thanks to Robert for getting it done. Thanks to Joe, and thanks to you, our listening audience. We appreciate each and every minute you spend with us. For Joe Spano, I'm Bob Black. Have a great day, everybody.